I believe with all of my heart that the only way to find true happiness is to create your own.
I believe in the strength of a woman.
I believe that the greatest gift is willing to accept reality and allow for a second chance when times get tough.
This I do believe. A smile can save a life.
This I believe. Today, we begin the second week of the 2009 series of personal essays written by high school seniors in Springfield. 10 in all winners in a contest sponsored by WUIS in partnership with School District 186, the Mayor's Office, and the Springfield Rotary Club Sunrise. Today, we hear from Anthony Cohen, a senior at Southeast High School, who talks about how he believes in childhood.
Perhaps you've heard the saying, "Everything I need to know I learned in kindergarten." Well, I believe that that is true. All of the traits that can make us better, more worthwhile people can be rediscovered by following the examples of children. In short, I believe in the simple purity and boundlessness of childhood, where tolerance, hope, and excitement for life come naturally. If there's any hope for the future, it's the children keeping a little of their inner child with them as they mature. This idea is not something on which I reflected much, at least not until the end of November 2008. At that time, I had a rather grown-up, unromantic view of Christmas, though it was very magical to me when I was a child. As a member of National Honor Society, I was out to find my monthly volunteer hours, and the Minnie O'Byrne Crisis Nursery's holiday store was an acceptable place. My duties for the night mostly included supervising small children as they bought donated presents for their friends and family, using their parents' money. It amazed me how sweet and generous the kids could be, thoughtfully selecting gifts for their loved ones. They still had the Christmas spirit that I had largely lost. One boy in particular, Ben, was really incredible. He was caring, intelligent, and inspiring. In my hand now, I hold the gift tag on which he tried to write his cousin Nathan's name. He tried to spell it T-W-A. I fought down a chuckle and felt guilty. I was reminded of my time as a shopper at the holiday store, of my own childhood. Why had I laughed? Ben would not have laughed at me, and neither would the old me. I realized I had changed. This is just one example of me seeing room for self-improvement through a child. I could use my own childhood self as an example as well. Sure, I might be able to beat my 6-year-old self in a trivia match. I might be able to school him in a game of 1-on-1 basketball. And I'd probably be able to beat him in a local essay writing contest. But when I reflect about all the things that really matter, my 6-year-old self had everything right. I miss the imagination he used when he played with Lego blocks, the thirst for adventure he showed when he trekked through the forest outside our neighborhood, and his ability to live in the moment and never take things too seriously. Now, I'm not trying to generalize, and I'm not saying we should all act like toddlers. Obviously, small children have their own weaknesses. What I am trying to say is that there's a certain something built into the youthful spirit that gives children an incredible capacity for unconditional love and imagination. Ironically, while they need us as role models, those kindergartners have much to teach us as well. Today's world pressures children to grow up too fast. It's a place that tends to grind the childlike hope and boldness out of us far too soon. If we can keep our inner child alive as long as we are, and draw on that youthful spark throughout our lives, if we can blend the best of youth and adulthood, I believe we can enjoy a happier, more peaceful world.
Anthony Cohen is a senior at Southeast High School. You can learn more about our essay contest by logging on to WUIS.org.